In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Glad to be with you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm looking at Psalm 34, verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Who is the righteous man but the one that has been washed in the blood of Jesus? Who is the righteous woman but the woman who has been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Blood-washed children of God who live by faith and not by sight. Oh yes, the righteous, and the eyes of the Lord are always toward the righteous, always toward the blood-washed, always toward those who live by faith, and his ears are open to your cry. You must hear these words today, that the ears of the Lord are open to your cry. If you are living by faith and not by sight, and you are walking in faith, and you are washed in the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, his eyes are upon you. His ears listen to your cry. He is for you and never against you. He will never leave you nor desert you. He is yours and you are his. Our big problem is identity. We lose the identity of who we are in Jesus, who we are in Christ. I tell you that you are grafted in the vine. You are the branch. He is the vine. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. The same glory of God that came upon the dead body of the Lord Jesus Christ dwells in you. I tell you today, his eyes are upon you. He understands what you're going through. He will help you through it. He is the Lord. He is in love with you. He calls you by name. He calls you by name. He gives you a purpose in life. Oh yes, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to give you a purpose. Plans to give you a purpose. Plans to give you a purpose. I was talking with a woman today, a sister today, not a nun, a sister, not Catholic, but loved Jesus, blood-washed woman. And she told me that her husband, last year, as he was doing street ministry, he went up to a young woman. And as he went up to the young woman, he said to her, "Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ?" She said, "I do not." And she says, "I'm on my way to have an abortion." And he pled with her, "Do not have an abortion. Please do not have an abortion. God wants to give you this child. God wants to give you..." Now, this guy's doing street ministry. She's on her way to have an abortion. So he prayed with her that Jesus would come into her heart and forgive her sins. Hallelujah. A year later, this woman comes up to him and says to him, "Do you remember me?" He says, "You know, I've talked with thousands of people. I can't say I remember you." She had in her arms a little baby boy, about less than a year old. And this baby boy, she said, "This baby boy is my son. And because you were here, I gave my life to Jesus. And I didn't have the abortion." Hallelujah. For blood-washed people that go beyond themselves. For blood-washed people that proclaim the word of God. For blood-washed people. For the eyes of the Lord are upon them. The eyes of the Lord are upon them. That was a miracle. No, a miracle. A miracle. A divine appointment. Hallelujah. A divine appointment. Do you understand what I'm saying? A divine appointment. That's what it was. A divine appointment. It was appointed by God in the heavens that that child would live and that that woman would receive Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are talking about God intervening because the eyes of the Lord are always on the righteous. The eyes of the Lord are always on the righteous. Those who live by faith. Are you living by faith? Are you living by faith? Or are you living by sight? That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Are you living by faith? or are you living by sight? If you're living by faith, the eyes of the Lord are upon you. Are you blood washed? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you a new creation in Christ? Hallelujah. His eyes are upon you, my friend. His ears listen to your cry, even though it seems sometimes that he's not listening. I tell you now, he is listening to you. He knows you. He knows you in and out. You have been bought with a price, not with the price of diminishable silver or gold, but the price of the precious blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the earth. Blood-washed children of God, you are worth the blood of the Lamb. I am worth the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. And the eyes of the Lord are always toward me. Let me also tell you, those people who try to strike you down, you are the anointed of the Lord. And before they strike you down, they have to go through the hands of the Lord, because you belong to him and he belongs to you, and you are the righteous of the Lord, and his eyes are always upon you. And if people are trying to put you down and destroy your reputation, they have to go through the hands of Jesus Christ, for no one can snatch you out of the Father's hands, because we are held in the palm of the hands of God, the palms of the hands of God the Father, the palm of the hands of Jesus Christ, nail prints. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm saying today? Do you know who you are today? Blood washed, children of God. God has I have a purpose. I have a purpose. I have a purpose for you, yes. And that purpose is in the Holy Ghost. That purpose is in the Holy Ghost. Not that you waste your life thinking, oh, poor me, I don't have enough. No, no, God wants to use you just like he used that man. Oh, I was receiving letters today. One woman said, I would still be a Catholic if I had a priest that preached like you. I would still be a Catholic if someone preached the gospel to me. She says, and then another lady said, I was a Baptist and I have come into the Catholic Church because of your ministry. Hallelujah. 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 Oh yes, the eyes of the Lord are ever toward the righteous, those that are blood washed and those who live by faith. But I'm going to tell you, not many live by faith. Not many live by faith. Not many live by faith. You want to know why? Because they live by what they see rather than walking in the faith, walking in the dark sometimes, but knowing that the eyes of the Lord are upon me, knowing that nothing can separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus, knowing that all things work together for the good to those who love God. All things. Do you understand what I'm saying? All things work together for the good to those who love God. For the Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom should you fear? The Lord is your light and your refuge. Of whom should you be afraid? Hallelujah. Who should you be afraid of today? For the Lord's eyes are upon you. The Lord's ears hear every word that you say. Even though it might seem that your prayers don't even reach the ceiling, they have already reached heaven. Hallelujah. They have already been done in the heavenly realm. Glory to God. Let it be. Let it be. Let that which was done in the glory realm come upon the earth, O God. We are in need of your mercy. We are in need of your presence. Hallelujah. We are in need of your joy. O Jesus, we are the blood-washed children of God. We are the light of the world. We are the ones who call you Father. Abba, Abba, Abba. Have mercy on your children, God. They suffer so much. They suffer so much. They suffer so much. They suffer so much. Father, Father, I call upon the power of the blood that you would bring peace to your children, that you would bring peace, for the blood of Jesus is our peace. The cross of Jesus is our peace. I call upon you, Lord, to do for your children what only you can do today, what only you can do today. Oh, Father, Father, they're so discouraged. They're so discouraged. You've got to take that discouragement away, that veil of discouragement away, that they would see things the way you see things, that the eyes of the Lord are upon them, and that he listens to every word that comes from their mouth. Father, give them the grace to know that reality, that nothing's going going to separate them from you, and that no weapon fashioned against them shall prosper. Do you understand me? No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And those who try to defeat you, they will go down into the dust. Those who try to defeat you, they will go down into the dust. For the Lord has his hand upon you. You belong to him. He belongs to you. You are his righteous child. You walk by faith. If you walk by faith, it's going to work out. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. Oh, yes. How many times do I have to tell you? It's going to work out. Whatever it is, it's going to work out. Because we have a Savior. We have a Savior who ever lives at the Father's right hand. We have a Savior, the great high priest, even Jesus Christ, right now, who is praying for you. Do you not know that not only are his eyes upon you, but Jesus Christ, the great high priest, ever lives to make intercession for you, ever lives to pray for me too. Hallelujah. Amen to the prayer of Jesus for you. Amen to the prayer of Jesus for me. He ever lives to make intercession for you. He ever lives to make intercession for me. He is the great high priest. He loves you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And yes, all things work together for the good to those who love God. All things, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're going through, you love him, all things work together for the good. They work together for the good. Do you understand what I'm saying? Everything works together for the good to those blood-washed children. Those blood-washed children. Have you been washed in the blood? Have you given your life to Jesus? Is he your Lord and your Savior? Have you experienced his mercy? Oh, Jesus, send the Holy Spirit. 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 Oh, Jesus, send the Holy Spirit. Let your Spirit come upon your people. Let your Holy Spirit come upon your people. Let your Holy Spirit come upon your people. Yes, send your Holy Spirit upon your people. Blood-washed people, your ear is attentive to their prayer. Your eyes are on them. You, yes, Jesus said, fear not. Fear not man. Fear not anyone. Fear the one that can throw your soul into hell. And then he says, are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Are you not more important than a couple of sparrows? For your Father knows even if they drop to the ground. You have no fear of God. You have no fear of God because his Son gave his life for you. Jesus died on the cross for you. He rose from the dead for you. Hallelujah. I believe. I believe. I receive. I believe. I receive. I believe. I receive this reality that my sins are forgiven by the blood of the Lamb. I believe and I receive that no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. I believe and I receive that every enemy that confounds you shall go into the dust in the name of Jesus Christ, because you are the righteous of the Lord. You walk by faith. I believe and I receive because God has his hands upon your head. And so it tells us in Psalm 37, verse 7, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for the Lord. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Rest in him. Trust in him. Delight yourself in him. You are his, and he is yours. You belong to him, and he belongs to you. You are the blood-washed children of God. Even as you go through the valley of the shadow of death, you are the blood-washed children of God, because he is with you. Even though you feel that he has vacated the premises, he is closer to you than your breath. Even though it seems that your prayers do not even reach the ceiling, He hears every word you say, and He is going to have you break through, honest breakthrough, and there will be a victory. He is the victory. He is the victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith in Jesus Christ, our faith in the crucified Lord, our faith in the blood that was shed for us, our faith that He has been raised from the dead. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith in Him who gave His life for us. That's where my faith is. My faith is in Him who gave His life for me. Do you understand that? That's where my faith is. My faith is not in an organization. My faith is in Jesus Christ. My faith is in the head of the church. My faith is in He who sits at the right hand of the Father. My faith is in the one that prays for you. My faith and your faith has to be in Him. In Him. In Him. You live in Him. I live in Him. You are already seated in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? That it says that in Ephesians 2. You are already seated in heavenly places. Yes, and we walk by faith and not by sight. Yes, and we are saved by grace through faith. Yes, producing works. But because we are walking with Him, because we have placed our confidence in Him, trust in Him. Trust in Him. Trust in Him. He has a purpose for you. A purpose. But you've got to step out in faith. You've got to step out. You just can't be waiting around. Can't be waiting around. Got to step out in faith. The man that was telling people about Jesus goes to a woman and says to her, "Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior?" She said, "No, I'm on my way to have an abortion." Hallelujah. A year later, the baby is born, and she knows Jesus now. Isn't that wonderful? We don't have enough people out there that care about people. We don't have enough people out there that care about people. We don't have enough people out there. We've got people that are too concerned about themselves, too concerned about their problems, too concerned about what they're going through. I'm telling you, that's a dead-end street. That's a dead-end street. That's a dead-end street. You know what keeps me sane? Oh, yeah, I have problems. Oh, yeah, I have difficulties. Oh, yeah, I have enemies. Oh, you should only know. You should only know some of the things that have happened in my life. But I'm going to tell you, I am sane because I don't think about myself. I want to think about others. I want to ask Jesus to bless other people. I want other people to come to know the blood, know the Christ, know the resurrection, know the crucified. I want people to know that in my problems, because you know what? God has a purpose for me, and He has not fulfilled that purpose or in you. But you got to walk in faith. Are you walking in faith today? Are you walking in faith today? Are you walking in faith today? Because if you're not, you're not pleasing God. And if you're not, you're just thinking about yourself. And if you're not, you're just in your own problems. And that's a dead-end street. That's a dead-end street. That's a dead-end street. Jesus Christ, break that dead-end street. Break that dead-end street. Break that dead-end street, Lord, by your grace, because you are praying for them. You have a purpose for them. No matter what they're going through, everything that God works together for good, all things. No matter what you're going through, all things work together for good to those who love God. Do you love Him? Do you love Him? I love Him. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you, my Lord. I love you. You died for me. You died for me. You died for me, O Lord. You died for me. I live for you. Yes, Jesus. I live for you. Yes, Lord. I live for you.
for you, O Lord. I live for you.
Just tell him, save me, Lord, and I'm saved. Heal me, Lord, and I'm healed. As the Holy Spirit comes upon you now. As the power of the Holy Ghost comes upon you now. Right now, that precious gift of the Father, that Holy Spirit, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit from the throne of God. Receive the Holy Spirit. I receive your Spirit. I receive your Spirit. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive your Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive. Breathe them in. Breathe them in. Holy are you, Lord. We worship you. We praise you. We bless you. We honor you.
Cardinal Sean is having a new program called Catholics Come Home. Well, I'm inviting Catholics from all over to come to the Holy Rosary. It is really a home. It is not an organization. It is a home. It is where the presence of God is in a mighty way. I'm inviting people who are unchurched to come back home to the Holy Rosary, to come back home. You will not be scorned. You will be received. You will be loved. I'm inviting people to come to the 5:30 Mass on Saturday, and we pray for healing afterwards, or the 11 o'clock Mass on Sunday. I am personally inviting you at the request of Cardinal Sean. And our place is really a home. It's not an orphanage. It's a home. We pray for people. We care for people. We greet people. We're not perfect. The presence of God is there. So I'm inviting you to come home to the Holy Rosary at 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Massachusetts, on Saturday night at 5:30 and on Sunday at 11 o'clock. I'm inviting you to come home, to come back, to come home. You know, my friends, the Lord does not scorn you. The Lord does not scorn you. The Lord does not scorn you. You might have had 4 or 5 abortions. The Lord does not scorn you. Your children wait for you. God says, be reconciled, be reconciled, be reconciled, be reconciled. So come home. Come home, Catholics. Come home, Catholics, to the Holy Rosary. Come home. Come home. You will be accepted. We will pray, and you will hear the gospel. You will not hear dribble. You will hear the gospel. You will have meat to chew on. You will grow in your faith. You will grow in your faith. You will grow in your faith. Come home to the Holy Rosary. 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Massachusetts. Come home. Come home. It is a home. The presence of God is in our place. There was a lady that came on Saturday night. You know what she said? This place is real. She says, I go to another Catholic church, but this place is real, and I'm coming back. That's what she said. This place is real. I pray that God would do a real thing in the power of His Spirit, where people will be loved and transformed by the Holy Ghost. I pray that Jesus would manifest His glory during these days. Come home to the Holy Rosary, yes, to the Holy Rosary, 1015 Shirley Street in Winthrop, Massachusetts. It is a home. And you will hear the Word of God. You will not hear some dribble. You will hear
God's word for you. You know what they tell me? Our music minister says, Father Tom, it is uncanny. Whenever you speak, like, how do you know that you're speaking to me? I don't know. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. That's not me. That's the Holy Ghost. Well, yes, we have Holy Ghost preaching, Holy Ghost praying, hallelujah, Holy Ghost love, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Spirit, I'm going to tell you. Without the Holy Spirit, we have nothing. So come home, come home, come home to the Holy Rosary, 1015 Shirley Street, Winthrop, Mass., either on Saturday at the 5:30 Mass. or Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass. Please come home. Please come home. It's time. It's time during these dark days. And remember, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And I, you know, my friends, just keep me in your prayers because this broadcast is vital, not because I do it, because it's been ordained by God in the heavens. 27 years, thank you, Lord, for every breath I've taken to preach the word of God in season and out of season. For the Bible says that there would be people in the last days with itching ears that would want to suit teachers to suit themselves. I'm not like that. I preach him, Jesus Christ, and him crucified. Trust in him. Trust in him. Trust in him. Trust in him. Pray. Don't worry. Pray. Don't worry. Pray more. Don't worry. And today at 1 o'clock, we're worshiping the Lord, and I'll be at Hanover tonight at 7 o'clock. God bless you, St. Mary's Healing Service tonight. And tomorrow, if it doesn't snow, at Waltham, 7:30. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.